breaking down the biggest stories, talking about what really matters, and bringing you the biggest forum to let your voice be heard. Now, broadcasting live from the Annex Wealth Management Studios at The Avenue, here's Steve Scafidi.
Welcome back, everybody. That was a great hour on politics. We're going to shift gears completely. I said yesterday on the program, we're going to have a big show news. Well, here's it's time for that news. And joining me in studio is Sandy Max. You're here in the afternoon currently. But as of next week, Tuesday, Sandy Max, me and you.
Together.
Yeah. The show called WTMJ Now. News, opinion in Wisconsin, and why that news matters.
Yep.
I am thrilled about this. It's been a long time since I've had a show change. I started Scafidi and Bilstead.
That's right.
Long, 6+ years ago.
And then you got rid of Eric, who's one of the best newsmen in town.
Not my decision.
What was that?
Not
all
my
about?
Decision. But I am thrilled that you're joining me. You're a relatively new addition to WTMJ, but I've known you for a long time.
Yeah.
And I love your energy, your excitement, your knowledge. You have like the general knowledge of a lot of things, which is I share that passion for knowing stuff. So first of all, welcome.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
So when we launch this thing next week, people are going to wonder, what is this going to be? So I want to hear what your perspective is on what this show is going to be.
It's going to be even better is what it's going to be.
Better than my show?
No, well, it's you and then more, you know. So if you enjoy listening to Steve Scafidi, you're still going to get a whole lot of Steve and Steve the way... you expect him. He will not be changing his presentation or his topics or his interests. But he's got somebody to chat with and explore ideas with, and that would be me and my experience and point of view, which sometimes will not be completely in step with
which
you.
Which is cool, because I think a little disagreement makes for a better conversation. I've said this before on the show. What I'm thrilled about is I'm having... going to have an everyday partner to kind of bounce ideas off, topic ideas, and to get all the great listener engagement, fans of the show, their thoughts on what we're talking about. And it's going to be everything from politics to culture to you join me on a show this week about movies. You have a lot of expertise in that area that I don't have. And that combination, I think, is a big part of where that success will come from.
And we have a great love of Wisconsin.
Yes,
and
absolutely.
And serving people. You've served in public office. I, especially during the pandemic, figured out that I'm a communicator and a connector. And during that time when we weren't getting together and there wasn't a lot of positive things to communicate, I was like, but this is what I do. How do I evolve? And those are at the core of my soul. So to connect with people, when we've got the talk and text line, when we say, join our conversation, or, you know, jokingly, prove me wrong. You know, we really, there's only so much experience you have. There's only so much experience I have. There are people who are listening right now who are in a different place and space in their life, in their age, in their location than we are. And your thoughts, ideas, and experiences are just as valuable to help bridge understanding, to help liven up a conversation, to tell a funnier joke. Like, we're here for the connection. And I think that you talking by yourself while still including fans to communicate with you, you're still sort of like, I don't know, is it landing? I'm talking to myself.
Yeah,
it's like doing a monologue, you know, for no one. You can't hear the one person clapping or heckling in the back, where now you'll have me to applaud or heckle you right here in person.
Yeah, hopefully more applaud than heckle, or just saying that out loud on the radio.
But I'll be honest, and I think
absolutely.
That's what I also like about the trust and the space that I've experienced throughout WTMJ so far. So this is going to be a move to mornings for me. I've been with Wisconsin's Afternoon News with John Mercure, who's an impeccable journalist. He cares. He's smart. He's thoughtful. He explores very important ideas, whether they're political, or the two of you certainly share an appreciation for the military and the service of our veterans and active military. It's been interesting to hear those threads. And I've also had the ability to work with Greg Matzik, who is, man, you want to talk about somebody who's a doer? He's one of those guys who gets things done, doesn't complain, and has a wealth of knowledge of all kinds of things, not just sports. So after being in the afternoons with these two fine gentlemen and having that eye contact and having that brain exchange, I feel it's been a good training ground to now be with you, just us, one-on-one. It's not really a big cast of characters. it's us and our cast of characters is including the WTMJ fans. We'll also have guests.
Yes, we'll have guests. Some of the names that you'll recognize from the past. We'll still do some of the segments.
Because Friday is not going to change.
No, we'll still have the political power hour, which preceded
That's
us
important.
Today.
Yeah.
One of the things I love about you is you have a very diverse background. So for the folks who don't know Sandy Max, or they only know you from Wisconsin's Afternoon News, a little bit of your history, because it's pretty cool.
Well, thank you. I grew up in Louisville, Kentucky, so I always say I'm a Milwaukeean by choice, not by birth.
Did you race horses as a child?
No, I did not race horses. And yes, I did have shoes. Those are some of the other Kentucky generalisms.
Always important, yes.
Yeah, always good. But I wound up moving to Wisconsin because I really wanted to go to a good broadcasting school. I eventually wanted to live in Chicago and work at this great radio station that's all about music called WXRT. That was my end-all, be-all dream job. So I came to Marquette. Had a great experience and wound up working in Atlanta in radio at an oldie station, which there are stories to tell there. When you're the youngest person at an oldie station in the 90s, that was fun. But then my second job out of college was WXRT in Chicago.
So you hit your goal right out of the gate almost.
Yeah, I was worried I peaked early. But I was in events and promotions then, not on the air. So I have that background of project management and events and basically... Well, I call radio promotions like hosting big parties.
Yeah.
You're inviting listeners to come to the state fair or to some event in a car parking lot, wherever it is. It's your job to make sure those fans have a great time when they show up and have a valuable experience, that they're entertained or get some free T-shirt, whatever that is. So I have that behind the scenes experience, worked in Chicago. I've also not just worked in radio. You might recognize my voice or sometimes my face from the big screen at what was Miller Park, 2003 to 2007, the best summer job ever. I was a Milwaukee Brewers in-game host, the first one.
And I missed all of that for some reason. I was at games. Maybe I didn't pay attention, but...
That's all right. I was on in between innings. Like, I wasn't there to interrupt the game.
Right.
You weren't going to see me, you know, in a pitching change.
Did you love that job?
Loved it. Loved it. They only stopped having the game day host in 2007 because they started getting good. They're like, oh, we don't need a host now.
Thanks.
But yeah, five seasons. It was great. I was there for Sausage Gate. I was there for Ben Sheets' 16 strikeouts.
Oh, you saw some big
stuff. I saw some fun,
fun
activity. So we can get into Brewer stuff. So you might recognize me from there. And then you might also recognize my face and voice, not just from other radio stations in town, but on Milwaukee PBS.
Yeah, don't downplay that one because that's a big one.
10 seasons of The Arts Page as host of a half-hour show that's all about creativity that's happening here in Wisconsin and around the country.
So
very
now radio, now with me.
Yes.
This is a cool thing. I'm very excited about it. So when you're making this jump to the morning, are you a morning person?
I can be. Yeah, I am after
that
cup of coffee.
That's a less definitive answer.
Yeah. It'll be a bit of an adjustment, but I do like seizing the day. Being in radio is in my DNA. It's kind of my purpose. And actually, today is July 7th, and it would have been my dad's birthday. And early in his career, he was on the radio in Michigan in the 60s.
Oh, wow, I didn't know that.
Yeah, and he wound up being a TV and radio news reporter.
It's in your blood.
So I know that he would be... I know that he is, just on a different plane, but boy, is he excited for me and proud of me because... I feel like this is the job that he should have had, but when you are in radio and you have a young family, it's just simply not, especially in the 70s and 80s, not a job that pays well and will allow you to be in one place to raise a family. So he was always supportive of my radio career, and there are a lot of people in broadcasting school or in communications and their families are like, oh, you do you, but boy, are we going to be glad when you get a real job.
Right.
You know,
this is a real job.
Yeah, it really is. And it's an important job. So I really respect, as you've just taken a moment to get to know me a little bit. I know everyone listening right now probably already knows you've been a mayor of Oak Creek and that you have had other careers, but that you spend a lot of your time still serving and volunteering and being part of the community. And you have such a wealth of knowledge and experience that I am excited to get to know more about the circles that you've traveled in. Being mayor of a community in Wisconsin has allowed you to really get involved in politics on large circles.
From the White House to the State House in Madison to all the local entities, local parts of our great states and surrounding areas. And we're going to continue some of that conversation when you and I start next Tuesday, because I want to kind of get back to those local connections. Former Vice President, now President Joe Biden, told me this at the White House probably 8 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
Where the rubber meets the road is in these small common council chambers, local communities, where local leaders meet the people who pay the taxes and have a lot to say about local government. And I want to bring some of that urgency, some of that concern, some of that excitement to the show. So we're going to talk to mayors. We're going to talk to local leaders. You're going to be part of that conversation, because you, like I, love Wisconsin.
Mm-hmm.
But we also love the Midwest. We're here for a reason. We love living here. I'm not moving anywhere else. I'm not going to Florida or Texas or California, wherever. I love being here, and you're going to help me, starting next Tuesday, tell that story to all the great fans who have been there with me and now will be there with you.
It's where we live. We want it to be the best place it can be. And there are divisions and there are disagreements. But wow, in this role where people can hear us all around the state and enlighten and entertain and engage and inform, that's powerful. It's important. And it will be a little scary for me to be as open and honest and genuine as you need to be. But that's, if I'm willing to be open and honest, then others will be as well.
Yeah, you encourage that from our audience. Yeah. I always have. You don't have to agree with me. You don't have to agree with Sandy. But we want you to be part of this conversation. And one of the reasons it's called WTMJ Now, again, news, opinion, Wisconsin, but also that other little piece, why it matters, mm-hmm. why the news, why the things that are happening, why they're important. We're going to try to break that down on a daily basis. And I cannot wait until next Tuesday.
Me either. It's going to be a strong, strong start to the second half of the year, really.
Yeah. And, oh, by the way, we get to go to State Fair together and work.
Yay!
In the fishbowl.
Stories to be told at State Fair. Are you kidding?
I've done it before. You've never done it. It's a whole trippy thing that you're going to really get a kick out of.
I have broadcasted at the Wisconsin State Fair with the classic rock station I was with. But we were always set up in this open air trailer right next to the loudest bands you can imagine. So to be able to hear myself think in the fishbowl and interact with fans instead of shouting, what? What? And waving to people over a kick-ass cover band at the charcoal grill. No, it'll be nice to be able to hear myself think and actually engage. And I'm super excited to be on site at Wisconsin State Fair.
It's the best.
To be able to really get stories from people who go every year, who have this as an annual part of their lives, whether they're farmers or vendors, plus the entertainers. I'll see if I can get Peter Noon on the show.
That would be awesome.
You want to sing along to Henry VIII?
Sure. I think I know most of the words. Don't ask me to sing it right
the
now.
The second verse is the same as the first.
That is true. So that's the breaking news. Sandy Max joins me. WTMJ Now. We're launching next Tuesday.
July 11th.
July 11th, 9 o'clock, right after the news. I am thrilled, as I said. I hope you are as well.
I am very excited. And I would actually hang out now, but guess where I'm going as soon as we stop talking.
Where are you going?
I'm going to Milwaukee PBS. We're filming two more episodes of The Arts Page.
Can you be more busy?
Engaged. Involved.
All right, that's
Is that
good.
Better? Not busy.
That's
involved.
Exactly what we need. Engage, educate, entertain. That's next Tuesday, 9 o'clock. You're listening to WTMJ.